Jerome Ginla joins us on the Subway Restaurants Fresh Take Hotline. You're used to hearing a little bit of country music and twang when Retro was at the controls?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, I was warming up to it. When I first came, it was I was not a country fan at all. But over the years, it's definitely grown on me. But Rhett would still pick him and Wilmer, Clark Wilm. They'd still pick some of the worst country, though. You know, there's a big range, and they just don't have some great taste.
Does anyone in Boston listen to country? Is it played in the room?
Rarely, yeah. It's definitely not as much. It's a big difference. It's a little more hip-hop and stuff here, but yeah, it still finds its way on once in a while.
Well, thanks for coming on, Jerome. We're pretty excited to hear from you. You're coming back next week. Have you started to think about the return at all, or is it still far enough away where it's off your mind?
No, I know I'm starting to think about it. Yeah, it was, thanks for having me on. I'm just driving actually to practice, so never really done one of these drives. I'm going to try to, you know.
Use the Bluetooth.
Stay focused. Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. But, I'm excited about it. It's something that I looked as soon as the schedule came out, looked at it. You know, my family looked at it, when the date would be, and it snuck up. It's coming quick, but I'm really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to coming out west and coming back home and, you know, to Calgary, and it'll be interesting. It'll be different.
As a parent, you'll know, I mean, time flies, right? I can't believe it's been that long. I'm just wondering, from the day you were traded till now, it's been three teams and there's been a passing of seasons and all of that. Does it feel like it was just last week, or does it feel like a lot longer than less than a year ago?
It seems pretty quick. It seems like I was just there. Like you say, time absolutely flies, and you know, it's lots has happened. I mean, but at the same time, it was just a number of months ago. You know, so I think it'll be a little bit different. I don't even know what the visiting room looks like, or you know, it'll be different going down the other tunnel. And but it'll be great to be back and see a lot of familiar faces and friends, and also familiar faces around the Saddle Dome. You know, it's amazing what you get used to when you play. You know, you're fortunate enough to play so long in one place and you know, all the way around the rink and the different faces you see in the stands, and it'll be cool.
I know it was a long, hard decision. You'd been here so long and done so much for the team and the community, finally making that decision that maybe it was time to move on. You make the change, you go to Pittsburgh, you're in Boston now. Looking back at that decision, was it the right one? Was the timing right? Was it something that you look back on and go, oh, we should have done that earlier, I wish I hadn't done it?
No, you know, from my point of view, as you know, and as a player and my family's point of view, Calgary's a great place to live. I was very, very fortunate to grow up there and learn there and live there. As far as timing, I really, truly, my dream was to win a Stanley Cup there. And, you know, as a player, you always believe, and you know, as part of sports, you always have that chance. And, you know, I think with the way my contract went, being on the last year, I mean, I knew in advance, and I think a lot of people probably did, that we were either going to be successful or on the road where everyone would think we were supposed to be, or there was going to be changes. So, no, I knew it. It was tough. It was a tough last year. It was a tough probably last couple of years where you really want it to work, and you know, we just didn't get it done. But I'm happy that, like I say, for the experiences, and also that I know that I, you know, gave it my best. And if I had left earlier, away earlier, I wouldn't have felt about that. And this is from a player's point of view. From my point of view, I understand as a team or whatever, our fans, you know, there might be a different view, but that as a player wanting to win there, that's how I feel.
Former Flames captain and now member of the Boston Bruins, Jerome Ginla, our guest here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. You'd been traded, obviously, from Dallas to Calgary, but, I mean, that was almost like you wouldn't even realize what that trade was like. You were in junior at the time.
We were in, where were we, Iggy? We were at the World Junior Championships.
Yeah, we're in Nova Scotia or New Brunswick or something on that day.
So you get traded, you do the press conference at the Dome, and then you go to the airport and you get on an airplane, and you're on your own. You're going to your new team. Are there any stories? Like, you land in Pittsburgh, and now you're getting a place, you need a vehicle, you need all of this. What was that like, being traded, being, you know, well into your adult years and now being traded for the first time?
Yeah, it was definitely a different experience. I mean, all of a sudden you're leaving, and just the way when it happens. I mean, you know, I'm told to stay home the day of the trade, so I know I'm getting traded. You know, that's normal. I've seen it happen to a lot of players and stuff, but to go through it for the first time, and then you wait, you don't really have a team. You know, just like that, you're not on the, you know, I'm not part of the Flames anymore, and waiting, and even, you know, that I had to wait a few days to get a couple days or something, I think to get a visa or whatever. So you're kind of in limbo, and you don't really have a team. So it's different than also picking up and leaving your family and stuff and going on a long vacation. So, but it was cool too. It was exciting. It was a chance to be back in the playoffs and have a chance to win a Stanley Cup. And it was a great experience. We got to the conference finals. It was fun to win a couple rounds and to be that close to a Stanley Cup berth. So looking back, it was a lot of mixed emotions. It was tough on one hand. But it was also very exciting with a new journey too.
So you're at home. The Flames are playing, and you're waiting. Obviously, I'm guessing you're talking with Donnie Meehan, your agent, and you're talking to your family and all of this. The world thinks you're going to Boston. You end up going to Pittsburgh. I mean, how crazy a night was that for you, sitting in your house?
Yeah, it really was. With the way the trade went, it was having the no move clause and stuff. I'd never been never been through that before. But sure. Talking with Donnie, he had talked to Jay, I guess, the night before. I actually got up that morning and had got a call that he'd already talked to Jay. We had a game the night before in Colorado, so we got back late. And he had said that I was to stay home, and he had talked to Jay that they were working on a trade, but that no trade was done. I was aware that it was between Boston and Pittsburgh, and that they wanted me to, preferably at the time, go to Boston. But we were still talking. So yeah, it was to make a long story short, it was very different. I was getting lots of texts that the deal was done, and I was texting my agent. I'm like, Donnie, is it done? He's like, no, there's no deal. And then later I found out you actually have to sign something to waive it and all that. But I'd never been through it, so I at times had wondered if it was done or whatever. But I probably shouldn't leave. I was doing the afternoon. I had talked to Jay and stuff, so I knew it wasn't done in the afternoon. But when the game was going on and I was getting texts and I was sitting at home, I was wondering the same thing. And I wish it didn't, go down that way. But at the same time, it's part of sports. And it was just trying. Pittsburgh was on a huge roll. I think they'd won 16 games in a row. Malcolm was out of them for 9 of them. They'd made some trades. Boston at the time wasn't playing as well. So it was really just trying to get an opportunity to go to a team that, believed was really hot and had a real good chance. And they did have a good chance. But I'm also thankful Calgary gave me that chance to go there.
So now you are in Boston, and it's a pretty darn good team. How are you enjoying the city? How's the team, coaches, all of it's going well?
Yeah, it's going well. It's been a fun year. We came at the end of August and had a chance to get settled, get our kids in school and minor hockey too and stuff like that. So it's been a good process. It's different than going halfway or right near the end of the season trying to hit the ground running, I guess the saying goes. And, here we kind of got to ease into it, have some practices before camp. And it's just two different experiences. They're both, like I say, Pittsburgh was a lot of fun and it was great. But this is more of a chance to kind of grow with the team and get to know them and get comfortable. But, no, it's been good. It's we had a tough loss last night in Montreal. That's a big rivalry. I heard about it, but it was fun to get to be a part of that up close.
Now, you're not a Red Sox fan, are you?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I was not a Yankees fan, so I was anybody against the Yankees. And I remember that series, Brett, when you were you had that great opportunity to be there at the World Series, and you gave up on them. Remember that one, 3-0, and you sold your tickets, and you could have been at the World Series. Yeah. You had a chance to be at Game 7, so...
Hey, don't tell that story. I told everyone I went to the game.
Yeah, he's been telling.
I've been selling it as I stuck it out.
Yeah, he's been telling us he was at every game for 3 years.
Hey, last I saw you, it was just after the flood. You were in town packing things up, helping people out. And free agency was looming. And I asked you, I said, where are you going? And you said, I don't know. And I didn't believe you. But you were adamant that you hadn't talked to anyone. When did it finally come about that Boston was going to be the team? Was there any earlier indications, or was it just kind of the first team that came to the plate?
No, buddy, you weren't on the radio. We weren't live. I was being honest with you. I really wasn't sure at all what teams. It was kind of a different process where you. You know, this year was that 3-day window or whatever, and teams hadn't been through it. So my agent told me it was a little bit different process than usual. And you get some conversations in the first couple days with different teams, but you're not really sure how it's going to go. You don't have any formal numbers or anything like that, or years or anything like that. So I had no idea. And when the day came, we just looked at the possibilities and the places that were interested, and I hadn't heard from Boston, but I hadn't talked to them at all. But I saw that they had lost Horton, and they had a spot on the right wing, and they're obviously been a very strong team for a while. And so I asked Donnie to call him. I asked him what he thought if they think I'm crazy, and he said he'd give a call to, Mr. Trelli, but I was totally prepared to get the are you crazy or the explicit, or you know what I mean? But I figured, give it a chance because, they're a great team, and, not thinking that they were down to, a final two as far as being fortunate to have a choice to go to either place. So I thought, maybe didn't have the opportunity, but it wasn't, at the time, it wasn't a personal thing. I'd only heard great things from guys like Andy Ferentz and Chuck Kobosu and Mark Recchi and guys that I know had played in Boston, Stefan Yell. And so I was really thrilled when there was still the opportunity, and definitely feel fortunate to be here.
Well, we appreciate you doing this, Iggy. It's a lot of fun. We're excited to see you next week. Hopefully you're not too busy, and we will get to have a chat. But
And the Bruins game, as you can imagine, Jerome, it's the toughest ticket to get in town, and Rhett's also sold his tickets for that game.
Well, if he has any predictions on outcomes for scores or series, I would definitely think about it. That double... I'm going against it, Red. If you're predicting on a series, I like your thoughts and stuff, but that I couldn't believe you did that.
I know.
We know you get a ton of requests, Jerome. Thanks for doing this. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me, and be good to see you guys. And look forward to coming back there.
Thanks, Jerome.
Thanks,
Jerome. Bye-bye. McGinley. Former Flames captain coming to town on Tuesday. And yes, I would suggest the toughest ticket to get.